We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chafei Amar Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Kuf Chafei Amar Aleph, where we mentioned before in a kasha that Abaya had on Rabbah, he mentioned the story of Safta. What is the story of Safta? My Safta. What is the story of Safta? Dahu Da'am Lahu. There was this fellow, we'll call him Reuven. There's Reuven, this fellow Reuven, Da'am Lahu, Nichsei, on top of Amar Beis, he was a Shchimira, and he told his people around him, Nichsei l'Safta. I want to give all my nechasim to my grandmother, who's still alive right now. I want all the nechasim to go to my grandmother. But after the grandmother dies, I don't want the yarshim of the grandmother to collect from that Yerusha. I want it to go afterwards to my yarshim, u'basro l'yarsoi, to my yarshim. So Reuven says, I want all my nechasim to go to the grandmother, but after she dies, it shouldn't go to her yarshim. Let's say she has sons and brothers and fathers. I don't want it to go to her yarshim. I want it to go to my yarshim. And he, this fellow, this Reuven who is dying now, only had one bas yechida. Havilei Barza, and he had a daughter. Davina Siva was a married daughter. Now, what happened was, so technically, what was supposed to happen was, the Safta, you know, usually what happens, the old lady dies first, Safta's supposed to die, and when she dies, the Reuven's daughter, who was a married daughter already, would have got the Yerusha. But the story was, unfortunately, Shriva b'chaye bala or b'chaye Safta. She died in the lifetime of her husband and of the grandma. The grandma's still alive. The grandma outlived her, outlived the great-granddaughter. Basa the Shriva Safta. So now, the Safta died, and Shaila was, who gets the Yerusha? So the Baal comes, Asa Baal, the husband comes. Remember, the daughter, Reuven's daughter is not alive anymore. So Asa Baal, Kotava, the Baal came and said, look, you know, it was supposed to be my wife, so I'm Yerush, my wife, and I get it. You know, on the other hand, you can say, what do you mean, the wife not alive anymore to be Yerush it? But maybe he's saying, the potential Yerusha was supposed to be to my wife, and I'm here, B'mokka, my wife, so I want to take that Yerusha. That was the Shah, the Baal was about to come, that was the Baal came to Bezdin, he wants to get this, it was a big Yerusha, he was coming to get this Yerusha. Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna said, what's the psak? He said, Liyarsi, to my Yerush, Vafil Yarsi Yarsi, even to my Yerushim of my Yerushim. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna said, the Baal gets it. Why? Because Reuven said, it's going to my Yerushim, and the Yerushim of my Yerushim. Who are the Yerushim of my Yerushim? The Baal, the husband. So Rav Huna says, the husband gets it. Rav Anun Omar, no. His Lashon L'Yarsoi, his Mashmal, Yarsi, below the Yarsi, Yarsi. To my Yerushim, not the Yerushim of my Yerushim. And at this point, it would mean, if you're Rav Anun, that if he had, that who would get it? He would go to the Reuven's Yarshim, which means if his daughter's alive, it goes to his daughter. If his brother's alive, it goes to his brother. His father goes to his father. They're all called Yarshim. But a son of his daughter, for example, would not get it at this point we're learning. Let's say this daughter, the married daughter, had a son. The son wouldn't get it either. Because that's called Yarsi Yarsoi. That's the more same shot of Rav Anon right now. That's called Yarsi Yarsoi. Because coming with Koyach Bitoi and not Mamish, a real Yarsh. Because he said Yarsi and not Yarsoi, the Yarsoi. And therefore, he doesn't have any Yarshim after his death, and after the death of the Zikna, after the death of the Safta, only Yarshim of Yarshim, then Otaka stay beyad the grandmother, because he has no Yarshim. So Rav Huna says, even the Yarshim of Yarshim, the Baal gets it. Rav Anon says, no, it's only went to the Yarshim, his Yarshim. If he has no Yarshim alive, only has Yarshim of Yarshim, which means even if the daughter had a son, or if the daughter has a husband, it will not go to them, it will stay by the Safta's family, and the Safta will give it to the next Yarish after the Safta. That's the word. Don't go to his Recha. He just said Yarsoy, only his direct Yarshim. Not direct descendant, direct Yarshim, not descendants, right? The Yarshim, either father, brother, or son, daughter, but only direct Yarshim, and not anyone Yarshim. That's more right now explains Pshat and Ravano. Which is maybe is Pshat and Ravano, but the Gemara is going to say a different Pshat, a different halach. So that's the Machlokes. The Machlokes was the Baal got it. Rav Huna said the Baal gets it. Rav Anon says no. Shalchu mitam, the same merit to Shal, Hilchasaka Vasei the Rav Anon. We pass like Rav Anon that does not go to the husband. But Vilav mitame, not because of the reasoning of Rav Anon. Rav Anon said the reasoning is because it's like a Yarish of a Yarish. But that's not the reason. The reason is like this. Hilchasaka Vasei the Rav Anon, the Baal lo Yaris. Vilav mitame. not for his reason. Neither Rav Onan Savar Afagav the Havale Bro Labarte. Rav Onan would hold that even forget about a husband, even if there be a son of the daughter, Lo Yoris, you don't get Yerusha. But that's not true. V'loi is the Rosh Hashanah time. V'loi is not true. Dila Havale Bro Labarte. If the daughter had a son, Vada Yoris. Because avada yarshim means any type of yarshim. It could be yarshim the bama kaychi also. But baal is different, like we know from before already in the Masechta. Ubaal hainu time in the parak rather. Ubaal hainu time with loyaris mushum dahavle ra'u. The ain abal noito v'royiko muchzik. We learned before that a baal only takes yerusha of the wife what the wife has in her possession mishas when she dies. But after she dies, and the baal is not a husband anymore, he's not a karev, he does not get any potential yerusha that she was going to get. And here, since she's not alive anymore, therefore the baal does not take it. And the halach is that a baal, we had it before on Kufi Gimel, and this was not on my point there, and that Kufi Gimel said that ain't a baal noita b'royko muchzik. I said, Omar Avol, Omar Rav Yechman said there, Menayin lebaal she ain't a noita b'royko muchzik, and the Gemara brings a psukim v'skuv ha'ilad as yo'ir, yulei esim shalash orim, how did he have not his father? The teretz is that he married that the skuv married isha and the isha died, and so it went to the isha's son, not to the husband, because the husband only gets b'muchzik not b'royu. It was a drasha before. We had about Pinchas also. We had a drasha before that the baal is not like b'royu. Zok tshoch matam. Very simple. In this case of the safta, since the wife never there's a great granddaughter never got the yerusha, so the baal is out of the picture. And if the great granddaughter had a son, the son will get it. But the baal does not get it. Why? Because ain't a baal noita v'roi kamuchzik. And that's pshat in this halacha why the baal doesn't get it. Not because Rav Onan says, because yarsay v'lo yarsay yarsay. It's not the pshat. Pshat is because ain't a baal noita v'roi kamuchzik. So it comes out. So Mar has a question. Mar comes out. Machlal, the Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds it does go to the husband. Vice dice. He holds that the baal does collect royu. It's a pella. We don't pass. Everyone holds, baal doesn't get royu. How could that be? How could it be such a thing? Everyone knows that a baal doesn't take a royu kum muchzik. Everyone knows such a thing. So how can he say, what's Pshat Rav Huna taka? It's a good question. What's Pshat Rav Huna? Amar Rav Elazar. This halacha of Rav Huna, niftach b'gdei, we start off with the gadol Rav Huna. When it's time b'ktar, we ended with b'ktar. Rav Elazar was an onav. He's saying it's an end. The cotton's going to explain the rest. You know Pshat Rav Huna is? This case where the Shchiv Mirah named Ruvain says Nichse Lesafta Uva Acharecha Basra means Acharecha Liarsoi, it's Ki'ilu Zokt Rav Elazar, I gave the guf already of the karka to the daughter. The Schus to eat Peres went to the grandmother. That's how Acharecha works. If I say it's going to the grandmother and afterwards to my daughter, what I'm saying is that the guf, the principle, the etzem item is going to the daughter. I'm giving, calls by the grandmother alive, I'm giving her rights to eat the peres. So since you look at it like that, so it turns out, already from before the daughter died, she already owned the guf. And since she already owned the guf, so therefore, it's considered a muchzik and the husband collects it. And therefore, it's Kilo, so the Rashbam speaks out, the Kivan to Omar, reading the Rashbam, third wide line, the Kivan to Omar, Ubasroli, Arsoi, the Hainal Bas, Hainami Kimoish Oma, Meyad, and Inoisin as Guf Hakarka Labiti. I'm right away giving the Guf Hakarka to the daughter. El Shuzaknesi, my grandmother, Toychel Peres Bechayel. And if you look at one more line later, the Hilkach Havala Zuha Bas, Buchuzek as Bechayel, behind the Chosim. That's what he wanted to Taina, Pshat and Ravuna. She is. It's hers. Blows her. Right. She's in bed. It was like, no, it's good. The Paris go to the grandmother. I was saying, only Paris. The guf is hers. Guf is hers. So, Omar Rabba. Now, here's the Rabba that we had on Omar Aleph. Omar Rabba. Mistavra time of the name of Rabba. I still agree to Shochum in time where the halacha is. It's considered Royu and not considered Muchzik. What's the biggest Raya? The Kodim Safta Vazovna Zvini Zvini. If the grandmother would go ahead and sell the karka, it would work. If the gufa karka belonged to the daughter, it would not work. He can't sell it. So obviously, acharecha does not work like that. Acharecha word means that the guf belongs right now to the grandmother. And if she dies, it goes to the daughter. And she could sell it, b'shas ma'aseh, and then it's too late. It's too bad on the daughter. But avada, the guf belongs to the grandmother. And therefore, don't tell me that's not called royu. Avada, that's called royu. That's what Rabbi says, mistavra tam deim rabba. So coming out, that would be pshat, shochum mitam. And that's why the baal does not get it in the story of Safta. So Omar Papa, I'm going to give you a few halachah l'maisas here. Omar Papa, Hilchasa, Ein HaBaal Noitel B'Roi K'Muchzik. But we paskin that a Baal does not take B'Roi K'Muchzik by a regular royu. He does not take, which means that a Baal is not Yerish, his Ishtoi B'Kever. If she gets Nechosim after she dies, the husband does not get that. Because we learned before from the story of Skuv and Pinchas, and Rav Huna doesn't really argue on that. Rav Huna just held that Acharechos was considered like Ma'achshav, like he got that the guf went to the daughter. But everyone agrees to this halacha. Ain abal noito b'roi k'muchzik. That's halacha number one. Now the Rashbam does speak out that the royu that we were arguing by about pishnayim between Rabbanan and Rebbe, for example, where it was wheat, where it was like grass that turned into wheat. There, the Baal will take it. Because there, the karka automatically goes to the Baal when the wife dies. So anything that gets approved afterwards is getting approved in the Baal's karka. So that's poshut that he would get it. It's only talking about royu that she didn't get it at all yet. That's the type of, only real royu are the things that the Baal doesn't get. But something that she has already, it just got approved, of course the Baal gets that. Because that's already in his reshus. That's the response speaks out, posh the thing. Number two, of a halachas or a papa, but in a bachar noito b'royu k'muchzik. A bachar doesn't take royu in the k'muchzik. Rashbam says, what are we trying to say with this? We're trying to say we're passing like the Rabbanon, that if you have a case where the shachas turns into wheat, the bachar does not take pishnayim in that royu. Because it can't be saying the simple halacha that a bachar does not get pishnayim, a regular classic royu, because that's a mishnah in bacharis, like the Mashal speaks out, and that's not a chiddush. But the chiddush is, over here, like the Rabbanon, at least Rebbe and the Rabbanon on yesterday's blat, if a bachar takes pishnayim in something that gets improved by itself afterwards, Rav Papa's passing the Rabbanon, the bachar does not take pishnayim in that type of royu. A third halacha, v'ein ha-bachar noitel pishnayim b'milva b'ein shigov v'kaka b'ein shigov v'moyes. We also passkin that even fi the Rabbanon, a bachar does not take pishnayim in a halva that comes in afterwards. Say if you collect karka and say if you collect money, bachar does not take double in that halva. Does not take double in that halva because he's not considered a muchzik. That's considered royu. Also not like Rabbi, like the Rabbanon. But if you would have a mashkin, Dr. Rashbam, then you would get pishnayim. That's called a muchzik. But a regular halva, you're not considered a muchzik. Say if you collect the karka, say if you collect the money. And the last halacha of Rav Papa on topic of Chuvah V'Malav, Milva She'imoy Palgi, which means, let's say the Bechor owed money to the father. So the Bechor owes money to the father, so he pays it back to the estate. Now you pay it back to the estate, it's like profit for the estate. So does he get Pishnayim or not? We just said by Halavah that comes, he did not get Pishnayim. So technically, if it would be a there would be here, let's say, three brothers and a $100 loan, and one's Bechor. So technically speaking, he would give back the $100, and each one would take $33. So the Bechor here would have to hold back $33, and the other $66 go to the brothers. Or, if he would get Pishnayim with that, he could hold back $50, and then the other $25 each to the brothers. So which way do you do it? So the halacha is, now you're going to ask me, like, what's the tzad? We just said the bechor does not take pishnayim in the halva, so what should be done in the halva? Here, where the bechor pays back the estate, it's a regular halva, what's the tzad the bechor should take pishnayim? Zokter Rashbam, the reason is that if you look at the third wide line, the ein yadui chashuv muchzik la'ovim. Maybe here it's considered a muchzik la'ovim, shrei ha-bechor roitzahu l'shabit nechashuv la'ovim l'gamri, yuv'ayin yofa. Here, the Bechor is willing to be Meshabbat Zechosim Legamri to the father. He wants that to happen. Or maybe no, it's not, no difference. So the halach is, we split that extra 25. We split the extra 25 between the Yarshim and the brother, which means each one gets 25. Now the last 25 we split between the Yarshim and the Bechor. Half of 25 goes to the Bechor, and the other half goes to the Yarshim, which would mean including him also. To another split into three chalak by 25, and each one takes one chalak. Because we're not sure here if you consider a muchzik or not. I can ask me, why do you do chalkim? So Zog the Rashbam, because we pass like Sumchis, that Momon Amut Basaf Echalkin. Zog Toysvis, the Ramaskal of Malva Sheimai Pligi, Loimashum, the Kaimel Amut Basaf Echalkin, but like Kaimel Kusumchim, passing like Sumchis. Kapishleil? Well, the Koros Chachom he, Hachot, the Koros Chachom here, that he made this Palgi. So again, the Malva Sheimai means where the Bechar owes money to the state and pays it back. Now, we just said by Halva, you don't get Pishnaim. Here's a tzad to get Pishnaim. Why? Because here, the Bukhara has a vested interest to make this into a muchzik. And since he makes it into a muchzik, so maybe here, he would get Pishnaim. And since we have a suffix, we split that extra, we split that chelik, we split into half. The Bukhara gets half, and the other half goes to the Yarshim, and those are the four hilchasas of Rav Papa.